Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moab community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You know, I recommend books every now and then because I've read them, because I've applied them, and I think they're fantastic. And one book that I read it, well, I got to say a couple years ago, but it's one that sticks with me and one to this day that the teachings and the applications are still pertinent. It's a book by a man by the name of Mark Divine called The Way of the Seal. You guys may have heard me mention Mark before. He's a retired Navy commander. He was a 20-year Navy SEAL, I believe, retired full commander, went on to do some entrepreneurial stuff, including start a program called SEAL Fit, which is kind of a cross between CrossFit and what the SEALs train. But they teach a lot of crazy stuff, mental toughness, goal setting, things that are very much in alignment with the high-altitude brand that I've built. And the reason I love what Mark teaches is that there's so much that's applicable to both business and life. And I figure this. Most people, we take on this sort of defensive mindset when the stuff hits the fan, right? When things don't go the way we want it to. We set out that plan like I was talking about yesterday, and then all of a sudden the thing falls apart. The client doesn't show up, or that person said, oh, I'm in, and then they go into witness protection program. When things don't work out the way we want them to, it's easy to lock down. It's easy to close up. It's easy to save or scuttle or block out and say, "Oh, not now." You know, we got to play it safe. We got to tighten the purse strings just a little bit. And there's not anything wrong with that inherently, but ultimately, it leads to hesitation and stagnation. You see, if we constantly come from a place of fear, lack, or scarcity, if we're always looking at playing defense where we're trying not to lose, it's very difficult to score points and actually win. President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, once said, "The best way to predict your future is to create it." And I think that's so true. Because too often, we want for perfect timing. We hoard our resources, we hold our tongue, we make excuses for why we can't or why we won't. And instead of going for it, we stay stuck because, heaven forbid, we become uncomfortable by pushing ourselves outside of that cozy little comfort zone of ours. Listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't be smart with your resources, but to hoard them literally brings your business to a grinding halt. To hold your tongue means sometimes being very poised, means being having self-control. But if you're constantly looking over your shoulder or wondering or worrying about what people are thinking or judging you, then suddenly your message dies on the tongue. And if we start living by our excuses instead of showing up with our answers, then we tell our dream, you're not significant enough. Our ego, our fear, that's far more important than any kind of dream we could ever have. So we have to do something about it. If we spend too much time in the defensive mode, poised for the worst, protecting ourselves against loss, pain, failure, or disappointment, we miss out on life. But what if instead of constantly being on the defensive, constantly being from a place of fear and protecting ourselves from anything that could possibly go wrong, we went on the offensive and made what we wanted to happen, happen. Instead of playing defense, it's time to play offense. So how do we do it? How do we get up every single morning with that vigor, with that enthusiasm, with that sense of belief? And how do we attack the day? I believe it starts with your language. You see, when you change the way you talk to yourself, talk to others, everything else follows suit. Pretty soon your words start to resonate in your own ear. It starts to bounce off the inside of your skull and starts to sink into that amazing, precious brain of yours. You got to really monitor any kind of suppressive language and replace it with expansive thinking. Instead of words like can't, replace it with words like will. instead of try, do. Instead of maybe, make it yes or no. And instead of hopefully, make it definitely. Now let's step back and think about that. Think of something right now that you think you can't do. Well, I can't make any sales this week. I don't have the leads. Ah, but what if you did? What if you had the leads? What if you had the people to call? What if you had the people that were interested? Would you make the sale? I believe you would. And so it's really not a question of I can't make the sale. The question is I will make the sale because I will find a way to get the leads. I will find a way to actually get people interested in my business. Replace the word can't with will. If there's a will, there is a way. But if there's a won't, then you'll stay stuck. If there's a won't, then you can't. And of course, that's not where any winner wants to stay. You got to find a will. What about the, oh, I'll try it? You've heard the overused meme talked 100 times. We talk about Yoda talking to Luke Skywalker. There is no try, there is only do. And it's so true. The reason why it gets overused and regurgitated 1,000 times from, you know, every single person on the planet is because it's very true. We all know it's true. Well, listen, instead of trying, go out and make it happen. Do it. Don't tell me how many sales you want to make. Don't tell me what you're willing to try. I want you to show me what you can do and what you will do. That's the difference between a professional and an amateur. Amateurs talk about all the stuff they could try. They dream a lot. They talk a lot. But a professional goes out and does it. They make it happen. Doesn't mean that they succeed every time. Again, we're too focused on results. I'm talking about the actions you have to take that are in alignment with the results you want. It's not about trying. It's about doing. And yeah, it's easy to say maybe. Everybody says maybe. It's easy. It's safe. It's also weak. Well, could you make a sale today, on this particular day, this Tuesday? Maybe. Listen, it's either yes or no. I want you to get into the habit pattern of making a yes or no decision. Yes or no, because maybes are dream killers. In life, and especially in business, it's either yes or no, maybes are dream killers. And yeah, it's okay to have something proposed to you that's initially frightening and scary. Say, hey, wouldn't it be awesome to become a 6-figure or a 7-figure or an 8-figure or 9-figure earner? You'd say, yeah, that'd be great. Hopefully I can do that someday. But what if you said, I will definitely make that happen? It's a completely different mindset. It's a completely different posture that we take. And now all of a sudden, the actions we take are far bolder. They're far more focused. They're far more pointed in the direction of success as opposed to wandering aimlessly, hoping to find a way. Hopefully is a word for the wishful. Definitely is a word for the determined. Now, it's more than just changing your language. It's about developing the unwavering confidence you have to have. It's about dropping the excuses. It's about letting go of the drama and the BS stories from your past. It's about practicing the doing parts, putting yourself in uncomfortable situations often, and increasing that sense of discomfort so that you can take bigger, bolder actions. Now think about that. If just for today you dropped your excuses, I know you're tired. I know that you're short on time, short on cash, short on all kinds of stuff. But what if those things didn't exist for one day? What if you could just take one bold action? Instead of worrying about what other people think, instead of being wrapped around the axle with the stories of your past about how you failed or somebody you know has failed or somebody hurt your feelings or slammed the door in your face or stomped on your feet when you were trying to step forward, instead of being wrapped around in that drama, what if we just practiced taking big, bold action? You've heard me say this before. The great Jim Cathcart has a great saying that I think we should all live by. How would the person I intend to become do the thing I'm about to do? The best version of yourself, how would that person act today? Would they hide behind their laptop or would they jump up and take the action they need to take to build the business, make the sales, generate the revenue, grow the company? That's the question you have to ask yourself. When we develop that unwavering confidence in ourselves, that belief in our mission, then we become unstoppable. Unstoppable. But it's more than just being bold. We also have to be aware. We got to have our head on a swivel. We have to sharpen our awareness. And it's not about being a sheep follower, all right? There's plenty of sheeple out there, people that act like sheep. They follow all the gurus and every single email they read. They're like, oh, I'm going to do this, even though they don't really do much. They do what all the other sheeple do. They wait for more. They wait for that dopamine hit. It takes a real leader to step off the beaten path and to do things slightly different. And by slightly different, I mean doing it your way, in alignment with your values, your vision, your mission, and your why. I recommend you question authority all the time. Call BS when you see it and train your brain to see the opportunities and go after them without giving or having to receive permission from somebody else. How amazing would it be if just today you said, you know what? I don't need the acknowledgement from my coach, my mentor, my friend. I don't need somebody to tell me it's okay. I don't need permission. I grant it to myself because I believe in myself. And I'm going to go out there and do this not just for myself, but for the people I care about. And yes, I might make some mistakes. Yes, it may not work the first time or the second time or the 15th time, but by God, it's going to work one of these times. And damn it, I'm going to make it happen. Being aware of yourself, being aware of your mission, being aware of what it takes to get there, that takes a true champion. But listen, it also means being unconventional. Doing the unexpected. And by unexpected, I'm not talking about what you think other people are expecting of you, but what you've come to expect of yourself. If you're somebody who plays it safe or plays it small, maybe today's the day you let the emergency brake off and go full speed. If you're somebody who plays haphazardly, flies by the seat of your pants, doesn't do much prep, maybe you go back to what I talked about yesterday and slow things down a little bit. Think through it. And give a better effort. The great Chuck Yeager, one of my heroes in life, had said it best. He said, rules are for people who aren't willing to make up their own. So throw the rule book out. Break the rules of convention. Do something crazy and different, but not crazy for the sake of being completely off your rocker. Do that thing that you know deep down in your heart you must do. Stop living with the excuses. Stop waiting for the barriers to hold you back. Shatter the barriers, just like Chuck Yeager did with the sound barrier, and fly high, fast, and far with your dream. And finally, lead with rapid execution. The Navy SEALs know this best, and certainly we as combat aviators knew it. You got to stop doubting and start doing. There's no time for that in combat, and there's no time for that in business. You can doubt your way straight into debt. Or you can do your way straight into fortune. Forget perfect, and by all means, stop trying to be ready. Prepare, act, learn, and adjust. That is exactly what it takes to execute with not just precision. It's not about being precise. It's about executing with certainty and then refining from that point to get more precise. When you play offense, you set yourself up for success. When you play defense, you set yourself up for survival. When you play offense, you set yourself up to create a win, to bring the cash into the company, to generate the sale. When you play defense, you're hoping to save what little money you have left or what little money you think you have. But when you play offense, you're actually looking to win and grow and scale and expand. It's a big difference, my friends. So get out of the defensive mindset and start playing offense. Change your language from can't and try, and maybe, and hopefully, to will, to do, to yes or no, and to definitely. Be more decisive, be more clear, be more concise, be more certain. Develop that unwavering confidence to drop the excuses, to let go of the drama and the BS of the past, and to get into action mode, taking the action you know you need to take. Be unconventional. Do things differently than you've done in the past. Don't worry about following like a sheeple. You don't need some guru or expert to tell you how to do it. Go out there and break it up a little bit. Scratch the paint. Ding the sheet metal. Make a few mistakes. Get some bruises and scrapes on your knees if you have to. But for all intents and purposes, do it with the intention of learning and growing and becoming stronger and more capable. And lead with rapid execution. Stop doubting yourself and start doing. Don't strive for perfection and don't think you're ever going to be ready, because you won't. You're never ready. Instead, be prepared. Act with certainty. Learn from everything, both victory and defeat, and adjust accordingly. And my friend, when you do this, not only will you play offense, but you will get the results you want, and you'll feel amazing in the process. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.